Heaney and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Handoff. It's a good game. DJ Moore gets close to 10 with that.
They hand to DJ Moore. Good blocking out on the edge, and he got 10.
We're not necessarily putting guys and plugging them into certain spots and saying stick and stay. We're moving guys around. Right now, it's really a free-for-all. Coach L is kind of moving everybody around. Who can be our choice route runners? Who can do some of the option things? And we're taking it from there.
That was Ben Johnson. You also heard a highlight courtesy of ESPN, Joe Buck. DJ Moore talked yesterday at Bears camp. This is Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. And as we continue to try to learn how this offense is going to use its starters, I think that what we heard from DJ Moore yesterday when it came to not only his willingness to participate in the team operations, we touched on a little bit in our last segment, but also what we heard from guys like Declan Doyle talking about how DJ Moore is going to be used.
So his usage has been something I've been questioning going back to last year when it didn't seem like it could get on the same page with Caleb Williams at the rate you wanted your number one playmaker to do so with a rookie quarterback. That understood along with the fact that, of course, he had Shane Waldron trying to draw things up, trying to scheme things up, trying to cook things up. And then Thomas Brown, for a quick second, was the offensive coordinator, and then he had to be the head coach.
Well, and I think part of this goes back to if you don't have the players you want at certain parts of your position groups, right? If you don't have the running back room that you think is ideal, and we've touched a lot on that, especially in the offseason, and you don't have maybe enough supply there, but you know you want to run the ball to help be a foundation of your offense, then you're going to have to go with the skill sets of other people on your offense to help make it work. And we know DJ Moore has speed. Not only is he a willing runner, he was a track athlete in high school. He ran the 400, which I think is one of the hardest races to run because I feel like it's a sprint and a distance at the same time. He said it was easy for him, like I talked to him about it, but when you're a pro athlete, a lot of things are easy. Point being, he's willing to do that. You're seeing that skill set appear. Now, he has 431 yards rushing to his career. He had 75 last year and only 21 yards the year before. But we know that in 2023, that's where he racked up a lot of receiving yards. Either way, I don't think that using a running back is your best or your wide receiver is a best solution at running back. But I think it could help at least give them more multiple looks and also spell results when you may not have exactly what you need out of DeAndre Swift, Roschon Johnson, and Kyle Manungai.
Let's be real. He's not going to be somebody who's getting a heavy volume. I mean, Ben Johnson's talking about using him, quote, a couple of times a game. That means you're just adding like a wrinkle, if you will. And if you can find another way to get the ball in your best playmaker's hands, do it and figure out all the ways. And that's what Ben Johnson gets paid the big bucks to do. I think DJ Moore, because we've seen his visible frustration over the last year plus and not getting the ball when maybe he felt like he deserved it or could do something with it. And we've seen what he's capable of with the ball in his hands when you talk about yards after the catch. That if you can find a way to prioritize him getting the ball more times than not, which I think there was a whole lot of not in there last year. I know he had a lot of receiving yards, but in terms of impacting the game, it wasn't the same as what we saw a couple of years ago. I am all for this. I highly endorse this. And there's no other play caller I can think of outside of maybe Kyle Shanahan that I would entrust this type of responsibility to than Ben Johnson.
Cliff Kingsbury comes to mind. You know, there's a lot of hot names. Of course, I mean, Andy Reid, obviously. But when it comes to at least figuring out how to utilize this talent, I'm into listening. And I feel like, again, a lot of people offensively last year didn't see their appropriate amount of volume just because it was a function of a bad offense. And when you're not running enough plays, that's going to happen. Here's what DJ Moore had to say about taking snaps out of the backfield yesterday.
They first told you they wanted to try some stuff out with you in the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
What did I think? I was just like, go ahead, add it all onto the plate now. I mean, just be an athlete at this point, and I got to learn it all, and that's what I'm doing.
What do you like? Is there something you like about catching the ball out of the box?
I mean, it don't matter. As long as I can make a positive play out of it, I'm cool with it.
Did they bring up the idea of you in the backfield in OTAs or before training camp? Or when was that first kind of plan?
Whenever they told me is when they told they might have told me back then, but I don't really be paying, like, I don't pay too much attention because I was still learning, like, where I'm playing at and all and moving all around. So when they told me it was an install for back, it was like, okay, another thing to learn, but, I mean, it's going well.
They talk about wanting to just get the ball in your hands. Do you feel comfortable taking handoffs if you had to, or no? Really not there yet?
No, I feel comfortable. I don't, like I said, just being an athlete at this point, you just do it all and just attack it.
Can you give some context to help us understand how much the extra workload is to learn that on top of responsibility?
I mean, I just break it up in the different parts. You got the receiver part, you got the running back part, and then you got the whole concept part. And, I mean, it's daunting, but, I mean, I get paid the big bucks to do it, so why not?
It's the end for me. It's daunting, but I get paid the big bucks to do it, so why not? And we know the man wants to be productive. This is a chance to be extra productive. Now, it is a lot of extra work when you're talking about every single scheme, every single play. You now need to know what the receiver and the running backs are doing. I mean, all the receivers, obviously, but what the running backs doing. That's what's interesting to me is to see how he embraces this and how it washes over him.
Be productive. That is all I want for this Bears offense. That's all I want.
I was trying to spell productive, but it got long. So.
That's okay. We've got time to figure that out in the commercial break. Either way, I like the fact that he's on board and he's interested in this concept. The Bears are going to have to run a lot of misdirection, play action, different types of ways to utilize all of the field, spread the field out in order to win. That's just how it works in the league when the offense looks good. I'm hoping that's the case here. And I feel like even if you were to do some sort of reverse where it looks pretty complicated, they've got the offensive line now to block at the line of scrimmage to where even if he gets the ball or the handoff, say he's 3 or 4 yards back of the line, he's still got enough speed and there should be enough blocking there to be able to handle that to where that play would work, even if it's a good old-fashioned reverse.
I think that's the biggest part of this, Layla, as we talk about DJ Moore and his added role is getting some reps out of the backfield in the running backs room, although he says he's never been to the running backs room. He's just had one-on-one discussions with Eric Bieniemy about taking running back reps here on Raheemian Harris. If you go out and do all the stuff they went out and did as far as fortifying your offensive line, in theory, whatever you draw up, you should be able to block. That's the point here. So, yeah, you should be able to be as creative as possible because it's not a question of, I don't know if my interior line can hold up. No, no. You went out and got high-level guys, allegedly, from left tackle all the way to right tackle, although we're still figuring out who's going to be the end-all, be-all at left tackle.
Yes. I think that's the idea, but we just don't see that happen very often. We didn't see it with most of the years of Matt Nagy. There was a lot of stuff drawn up that they couldn't block. We didn't see it even with not just Shane Waldron, but going back to Luke Getsy. There was a lot of stuff they drew up they couldn't block. I feel like that should be your first question. But we've seen many times that that's not the case.
Well, under Ryan Poles, it's never been a season where we start and be like, I have supreme confidence in that offensive line. And at least now, I think most people would look at that offensive line, not just us, but people around the league and say, they should be able to block up pretty much anything.
Yeah, I still don't know that we're at supreme when you don't know who your left tackle is going to be and the options are your fifth rounder and who's coming off of a broken ankle and a second round rookie. Like, that's the hard part.
Don't forget about the third rounder whenever he comes back. Karan.
Whenever he comes back. I feel like that was the discussion last year. We were trying to figure out how he was going to be used then.
Oh, man.
Let's hear from Declan Doyle, the OC, on how he wants to address using DJ Moore in the backfield.
DJ is one of those guys that you really love when the ball's in his hands. And so just trying to find ways to be creative about how we do that, trying to get him touches in every way we can. I think that he has good, he's very natural back there. He has good vision. And it's one of those things that you know, we'll test it and mess with it a little bit, and you know, we'll see where it goes.
That sounds like a guy who doesn't want to tell you how he's using him, because that would give some stuff away.
Just imagine if you're a defensive coordinator and you just don't know where DJ Moore is lining up any given play. I think that's problematic for most defenses. And I love that as, like I said, a wrinkle. Not a guy who's going to sit here and carry the ball 10 times out of the backfield a game, but just the idea of it can put guys in distress on defense. And that's what you want to do.
Yeah, you want to put the defenders in conflict. And I think appropriately, you want to make sure that you're committing talent to knowing defensively where he is on the field at all times. So because of that, something else is probably going to open up too. If you know that that's a threat, how does that change the shape of the defense that's facing you? And that's a big piece of it. I think that's the whole idea. Now, how do they get him there? Is it motion? Is it a shift? You know, we didn't see a lot of pre-snap motion on Sunday. We saw a lot of shifts. We saw a lot of, I think there was 12 personnel too. So that kind of makes it a little bit different as well. Saying all of that, that's what you want. You know, if you're Ben Johnson and that offensive coordinator, Declan Doyle, you want to make sure that you're making it look the same to have the different result. But I was kind of surprised at how the formations were low key, you know, based on what the offensive firepower is going to look like. But is this a finished product? No.
No, I think you saw a preseason version of what we were looking at. Not nothing. I'm not saying it's not going to look anything like the regular season version, but not anything given away from what you're seeing in the preseason. I expect that to continue the next couple of games with whoever is out there. A good point brought up by 630 on the text line. I have faith in DJ to do just about anything on a football field, but really wish we had a more reliable running back room. I think that's a fair sentiment to share.
You want to know that somebody is a productive downhill runner. And we just don't have that confidence. Like, on the outsides, cool. You might be forced into running outside zone whether or not you want to.
Yeah, the personnel is going to dictate. But again, we'll see what, after watching Kyle Manungai in very limited, very preseason-y action, there is an idea that the blocking might be there from the Dan Rochard. Once we see the first team out there with whoever's going to be a left tackle, the blocking might be there, and that might reign supreme for this offense.
I unfortunately saw him get beat a couple times in pass protection, and his size showed up. Football Talk on the Score is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.